if I say that I want to get up in the morning tomorrow at 7 a.m., what am I saying? Do I really want to get up in the morning at 7 a.m.? No, I want to sleep. When I say that I want to get up at 7 a.m., I don't want to get up at 7 a.m. I want to go to work. And in order to go to work, I have to wake up at 7 a.m. When I say that I want to go to work, do I really want to go to work? I don't want to go to work. I want to have my money that my work pays me. I don't want to go to work. But I tell my kids, I want to go to work now, right? Now, when I say I want money, I tell everybody, yeah, sure, I want money. I want money. I tell everybody I want money. I want money. Now, do I want money? I don't really want money. I want the things that money will buy. If I would live in a world where I could have these things without money, I would rather have that. Who needs money? Now, when I say I want things that money will buy, do I really want things? No, I don't want the things. I want the pleasure that things give me. If I would have some magic way of deriving a pleasure that I usually have from eating good food without having this food, I would do that. If I would feel good in junky clothes as much as I would feel good in a Gucci suit, I wouldn't buy a Gucci suit. I want the feeling that Gucci suit gives me. So why am I bringing this example? Because there's a chain of things that I say I want to do, but when I say I want to do them, I don't really want to do them. I want to do them because it brings me to something else. That's what is called in Kabbalah and Hasidus, the inner will and the outer will. Mm-hmm. The inner will is the end result. Mm-hmm. The inner will is the actual goal which I want to achieve. My goal is to feel good. That's my goal. Now, the outer will, that's called in Hebrew chitzoniyut haratzon, the outer will is to wake up at 7 a.m. and to get dressed and to go to work and to get the money and then buy things and so on and so forth. So when I say that I want to wake up 7 o'clock in the morning, my will to wake up 7 o'clock in the morning is there only because of devolution of outer will, one step after another, from my desire to have pleasure. Because of my desire to have pleasure, I want to have things. Because of my desire to have things, I want to have money. Because of my desire to have money, I want to go to work. Because of my desire to go to work, I have to wake up 7 o'clock in the morning. So now you understand the idea of devolution of desires. The further away you go in this ladder of devolution, the less it is felt what your real desire is, the inner desire. When you get your money, in this money, you feel the desire to, the inner desire to have pleasure much more than in going to work in the morning. That's why the more steps away from the end goal you are, the harder it is for you to make yourself do it, because this end result is less pronounced, less felt, and you feel less connection to it. Now, if a person does not have a job, not only does he have to wake up in the morning to go to job, he has to wake up in the morning to look for a job. And then, in order to look for a job, he actually has to create some network for himself, and he has to go to some fair or some event. So that's another step removed. So all of these steps are further and further removed from the end goal. And the further they are removed from the end goal, the less the end goal is pronounced and less you see the connection between what you do and this end goal. And people looking at you from the outside could get confused. I understand, somebody will say, to make money, you need to wake up in the morning, go to work, and then you buy things and you have pleasure from these things. I understand that. But to make money, get yourself a ticket on a plane and fly somewhere for some fair or some event to a different city? Why would you do that? You don't have money and you are wasting the little bit you have on some plane tickets? Why would you do that? And by the way, I do know people who ask that question when somebody else is looking for work this way. So people looking at it don't always understand what's going on. And what's the connection? Not only that, because the connection with the end result is less pronounced in those bottom rung steps, it is easier for the person to get lost and forget why he's there in the first place. If I am at the accountant's office of my company receiving a paycheck, it's very hard to get lost and forget why I'm there. I'm coming to the guy and tell him, please give me the envelope. I'm not going to get lost. But if I wake up in the morning, it's much easier to get sidetracked. And then if I'm flying for an interview to a different city or to some job fair, it is even easier to get sidetracked. It is even easier for me to get lost and lose focus of what I'm doing. So now we understand that there are creations in this world that are the end goal of God's creation. There are creations in this world that are the things that God made this world for. And there are actions that God made us to do. Whenever we learn Torah, whenever we do mitzvahs, whenever we serve Him in one way or another, whenever I put on a mezuzah on my door, this is what God made this world for. Whenever I teach Torah to my children, whenever I help somebody, this is what God made this world for. Now, you will ask me, yeah, but there are also things in this world that seem to have no connection to those end result objects or deeds? And the answer is yes. Just like a person who never saw how people make money will not understand why you wake up 7 o'clock in the morning if you wanna buy things. Or just like a person who doesn't understand how people get a job if they don't have one, why would somebody get on a plane and fly to a different city for a fair or for a job interview? So there are things that we look at and we don't see any connection to godliness. By the way, if you will look at yourself, your life is mostly consistent of the outer will, quote unquote, steps, as opposed to inner will steps. Most of the time, you're on the way to somewhere as opposed to actually getting somewhere. You spend at work much more time than you spend with your kids. Now, my question is, if somebody looks at your day and say, wow, you know what? Just looking at how he spends his time, how he budgets his day, how he budgets his time, it is obvious that for him, work is much more important because he's spending so many hours at work and so little hours with his kids. Well, this person doesn't understand how things work. It is unfortunate that we have to spend so much time on outer things and so little time on inner things, but that's the only way how we can do it. I would spend my whole day with my kids also if I would have a chance. So we look at this world and we wonder why there are so many things which are not directly connected to holiness. The holy things are a minute part of this world. So this we just explained why. Now that also explains why there are so many things here which are the opposite side of holiness, that have no connection to holiness. Why? Because the further away you are from the end goal, the easier it is to get lost. There are things that are so far away from the end goal that they themselves have no clue why they're there. They themselves are there just because God needs them to be there for whatever reason it is. But in them, it's not even felt why they're there. God just needs them to be there for some technical purpose. God needs this stone to be here because God knows that in 20 years, this stone's going to be used for something good. But right now, for 20 years, the stone is just sitting here. And you'll ask the stone, why are you sitting here? What are you doing here? The stone will say, I have no clue. I'm just a stone. Don't bother me. We are the purpose of creation. We are the end goal of creation. That's different between a human and a stone. So that's why we cannot use the same excuse that I'm just sitting here for 20 years doing nothing just because. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the sixth day of creation. Why? Because this is when Adam and Eve were created, Adam and Chava. And this is because the world was meaningless till they were created. Till they were created, everything was outer will. Till they were created, God was just setting up the pieces on the chessboard. The game didn't start yet. Now, once they were created, here comes the player. So the player, being Adam and Chava and Eve, they are the purpose of creation. And that's why we cannot say that, oh, we are just sitting here for 20 years waiting for our epiphany. We are given time of our life to live every moment.